and welcome. Joining us today is an online marketer who is arguably one of the most prolific publishers of information in the world today. Kevin Fahey is originally from Kildare in Ireland, but these days he lives in Mallorca, the largest and arguably most famous of the Balearic Islands just off the coast of Spain. I guess you could say Kevin genuinely does live the internet marketer lifestyle, working from a laptop on a beach. Kevin Fahey, welcome to the show.
Cheers.
Well, as I mentioned in the introduction, you've made a big name for yourself in information marketing. So maybe I could ask you to start by telling us a little bit more about your background.
So basically, I moved to Mallorca when I was 18 years old, and I started working in bars and disco bars for around 5 years. To make a long story short there, I realized that working in the tourist industry was probably not the best way to go to have a secure life. In order to afford nice things in your life, we only had work and we only had income for 6 months of the year. We used to make good money in 6 months, but what I always noticed is come January or February the following year, when we've been, you could say, out of work for 3 months, the money begins to run out. So you always seem to struggle in the winter. And at that time, I actually had a girlfriend and I wanted to, you could say, start to settle down a little bit in that sense. So I've always been looking for ways to make extra money, ways to start businesses and stuff like that. So I turned to internet marketing. And you could say for the first 6 months, I really, really struggled. My girlfriend at the time and our friends were saying, you know, why is Kevin spending 12 to 16 hours a day sitting in front of the computer and he might only make $50 a week? And I think a lot of people can relate to that as well. So if you've been in that situation or you're in that situation, this story might help you a little bit. So you could say 6 months later, my online business was generating around $2,000 per month. I actually, during that summer, I took up another job and, well, I was paid around, you could say, $1,800 a month. I happened to quit that job in September. It worked out very good for the business owner and it worked out very good for me. Rather than during those months, I used to work in the bar from 4 p.m. until around 2 a.m. in the morning. I would go home then at 2 a.m. in the morning. I would work on the computer until maybe 6 o'clock in the morning. I would go to sleep. I'd wake up around noon, work 2 or 3 hours on the computer, and head back to the job, to my normal job. And that was a requirement in order to get my business, my online business, generating more than my 9-to-5 job. And it's what allowed me to quit my job. So with that, I always felt so much freedom in my life. It actually gave me goosebumps thinking about it. And the next month, October, the business was generating $3,000. The next month, $4,000, $5,000. In January the next year, it was up to $10,000. And I think in March and the following year, it was up to around $16,000. And that was 13 years ago, basically, in 2007 when I started. Since then, my business has increased at a steady rate every single month. I know a lot of marketers come out there and, you know, they make $1 million in their first year, or they come along and have $100,000 a month. Some of them continue to grow and grow and grow. Some of them, you could say, disappear or just get lost in their business or go off and do something else, whatever it may be. But I'm very happy with our business consistency, that it's just steadily increasing and increasing. Our highest month basically was around $63,000, and for the past, whatever, let it be 10 years, probably the first 5 years was between $15,000 and $25,000 per month. The past few years were between $30,000 and $50,000 per month. So it's just massive, massive change. So let's get back to when I was mentioning, you know, the girlfriend and her friends were saying, what's Kevin doing by the computer? Well, if you move forward, you could say 12 months later, you could see the lifestyle changes, the income and everything like that. So all those negative things would have went away and there would have been no more nagging. There would have been a lot more smiling in that sense. So that's how I got into internet marketing. For the first 3 years, I spent a lot of time building my email list, which I highly recommend everyone do. Back then, we used solo ads. as a traffic source. It does not work as good now, but every single month I was investing between $5,000 and $10,000 into traffic. As I said, I was making good numbers, but sometimes the profit margin at that time would have been only around 30%, which is very, very happy. I was happy at that sense because I was building my business every single day. I ended up building a list of over 261,000 subscribers, and that was at my very, very peak. And I used to buy solo ads, but I also used to sell solo ads as an income stream as well. Now, what I like to say happened in that case, you could say the ass fell out of the industry. You could say 5 years later, around 2013, 2014, there was hundreds of people selling solo ads. There was hundreds of people buying solo ads. And the people that were subscribed to these email lists were getting, you could say, 200, 300, 400 emails every single day from all these marketers. Our click-through rate was less than 1%, and the numbers were actually not working out as well as they used to. I could come along and spend $5,000 on traffic, and I might have half of the subscribers already. Sales would not be as high as they used to be. So that was a massive change in the business for me. A lot of people left the industry, a lot of people went on to e-com, a lot of people went on to other things. What I focused on then was I got into, rather than just, you could say, buying and selling email addresses, I thought there has to be more to this industry. There has to be value if you want to actually grow. My mentality is I want to be around in 20, 30, 40 years' time doing the exact same thing, selling information marketing products, and your reputation is important. So I switched my business model to providing more value and more quality all the way through, and actually creating products that solve solutions. One of our first products was where we set up funnels for people and we give them 20 one-time offers. Back then, it was a massive, massive success. There was no page builders like ClickFunnels or OptimizePress or Thrive Teams. Everything was done in HTML, and that's how we worked, and we were able to provide that solution for people. So you could say from there, I have continued to launch products. I've continued to launch membership sites. I've ran numerous coaching programs. And we just continue to more or less the same thing from that initial switch.
So you've definitely been busy then. Now, you live in Mallorca. I have to ask, do you spend most of your spare time sipping cocktails by the sea?
Well, it's changed a lot over the years. You could say 10, 12 years ago, we used to get home at 6 o'clock in the morning. As we got older, we used to get home around 3 o'clock in the morning. And now I've got a 4-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old daughter, so things have completely changed. We're usually in bed by midnight. But on a normal day, sometimes you could say I have a lot of work to do. I might have 8 hours work to do and I have no problem putting in the hours. And other days I might only have 20 minutes or an hour's work to do, and I'm not really a person to lie on the couch all day or watch TV or play games on the computer or anything like that. So I like to be as productive as possible. When my friends are available, we'll probably head out for a round of golf, try and do that every few weeks. The same, get out in the boat, do a little bit of fishing. I've gone into gardening as a hobby, which is really, really cool. It kind of gets me away from the office. First thing in the morning, during the day, just go out, do some flowering, do some stuff like that. And yeah, I bought a house 4 years ago, and believe it or not, it's just consistent reforms and improvements. So I like to do a lot of DIY myself and painting like that. We're in lockdown now, so a lot of things have changed. Before that, you could say we definitely eat out probably 4 or 5 days a week. My wife is not working now, so I'll drop the kids off in school, chill out at home, head out for lunch, not be in a rush, and then just pick the kids up from school, come home, play with the kids. I like to be productive, you could say. I'll give an example. Some days I might get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I'd have all my work done by 8:30, drop the kids off in school, and I've got the whole day free. And that evening, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock at night, the kids are in bed. I'll probably jump back on the computer and I can do other things as well. So I just, yeah, sometimes, you know, with living in Mallorca, obviously you have a lot of choices. Do we spend all day by the beach sipping cocktails? Unfortunately not. We might have did a lot of it in the early years, but you could say it's something we got sick of. And now it's more family life now, to be honest.
Ah, yes, family life does definitely get in the way. But how can you ever get bored of sipping cocktails by the sea? So, Kevin, how did you get started?
I got started looking for another income stream, really. And from there, now at this stage, there's not really any other job in the world that could replace my current income. I think that's the easiest way of putting it. Obviously, in Spain, the average wage would be around €1,800 per month, and that would probably be a good wage. A qualified chef or something like that might get €2,000, €2,500. So it's a little bit different than other countries, and that's something I'm very, very grateful for. And you can say there's no going back from when I got started. I seen the income potential. I'm not afraid of work, so from there it just worked out really well for me.
So what would you say is your favorite thing about internet marketing? Is it the creating of the product? Is it pitching them? Or is it the lifestyle that it affords you?
It would actually be a mix of different things. I love creating products. I love communicating with my email list. I love interacting on Facebook. I love doing live training webinars because of the interaction. I love to see it help people, the impact it can have on people's life. So it's just a massive amount of different things. I really believe if you don't enjoy doing something, you're not going to be successful at it. And I have got, there's a lot of parts of this business which are not enjoyable. And I think it's so important to have a team in place. I'll give a quick example. Yesterday was Monday morning. The first thing I did between 8 o'clock and 8:30 in the morning was I talked to my content writer, I talked to my copywriter, and I talked to my graphic designer. Those are three painstaking jobs. I also talked to my main VA, who manages our support desk and does all the data entry. So I talked to four people and I gave them four painstaking jobs, basically create content, create a sales page, create graphics, and republish all these pages that I wanted to do. That would have taken me probably 3 or 4 weeks to complete. The data entry would have took 2 days, the graphic design would have taken at least a week, and to write the sales copy would have taken me 2 weeks. I would not have enjoyed any of it. I wouldn't have been happy. I would not have been earning. I would not have been productive to actually make money. So I think it's important that you learn how to outsource. And for me yesterday, you could say a big smile on my face because I could see exactly how my business is set up, that we can just delegate all these tasks. And I spent 4 or 5 hours yesterday in the garden because of that, rather than having to do all this work. So learn how to outsource and make the business enjoyable for you.
Well, obviously, a lot of what you do is based on helping other people to achieve their goals. So I guess that must be quite fulfilling.
It's really, really satisfying in this business. I've been online for 13 years, and you can just think about this. I started when I was 22. There's people that started when they were 16, 17, 18. There's people that started when they were 30 and they were struggling in their job. And now 10 years later, I look at their lifestyle. They say, okay, they've got married, they've got kids, they bought a house. And being able to witness and experience that. Some people went along and bought Lamborghinis, whatever it may be. But to be able to witness that and know that you were part of that journey, that you helped that person at some stage, maybe if it was getting them off the ground, or maybe it was taking their business to a next level, that is extremely satisfying. That is one of the best parts of this business. Because you know you're actually helping people, and it pushes you forward more and more as well.
Yeah, I can imagine it does. So how much luck would you say plays a part in what you do, Kevin?
Honestly, I think if you rely on luck, you're going to be left disappointed a lot of the time. I know a lot of people that say, okay, I just need a little bit of luck to make this work. Where my mentality would be, I need to work as hard as possible to make this work. If it doesn't work, I need to approach it from a different angle. So luck is, it's not going to help you relying on luck. That's my easiest way of putting it. We have been hit with roadblocks. You're always going to have hiccups in your business. You're always going to have bad luck. For example, it's just unfortunate things that might happen that could have been predicted, that could have been avoided. Maybe it was inexperience, but you're always going to have bad luck. Let's put it that way. So when you have bad luck, what do you do? Do you say, okay, roll up, go home and quit? Or do you adjust it? Do you go back, attack it from a different angle and actually overcome that problem? So that's the way I would approach things. If anyone else can achieve it and do it, you can too.
Yep, good advice right there. How hard, though, do you have to push yourself, Kevin?
I would say I push myself pretty hard. In most cases, when it comes to work in my life, for example, I don't speak Spanish, which I'm actually ashamed of. So I could push myself really, really hard and learn Spanish, but I'm not dedicated and not motivated enough for that. But when it come along to, okay, there's got 30 emails that must be written for a follow-up email series. And some people might say, well, okay, I can space this out over 3 or 4 days. I can write 6 emails a day and get it done. Where I would be like, okay, well, I'm just going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm not going to leave the computer for 6 hours or 8 hours or 10 hours until those emails are written. And I'll just push myself like that. It's absolutely no problem. When there's work to be done, just do the work. It's absolutely no problem. And I think you have to be like that in all ways and in all ways. Why? Because it's just a requirement. No one's going to hand you your first $1 million. Nobody's going to build the funnels for you. Nobody's going to do the research for you. So you've got to push yourself if you want to make things work. I think that's important.
Yep, totally get that. So what helps you to stay focused?
What helps me stay focused the most is it's something that's really, really simple. I use a daily planner. It's basically a Google document with a date at the very top, and I make a plan of everything that I have to do throughout the week. From there, I'll break down everything I have to do throughout the day. For example, today I've got around 5 different things on my to-do list. They were planned out the night before. I know exactly what has to be done today. I know what has to be done tomorrow. And that just keeps me focused every single day. I've got the sheet opened at all times. I can just look, okay, that's done. Let's move to the next. That's done. Once I get to the bottom of the list, I'm saying, okay, I'm finished for the day. So that helps me always. I suppose one of the other things financially, which helps me stay focused, and I think this is important as well, we're financially comfortable. And I think when we've worked with students in the past who joined our coaching program, for example, that were financially comfortable. So there was no motivation for them to get the work done, to push themselves, because they're very, very comfortable in that position. And I think that's a very, very dangerous thing. So what keeps me focused is now I'm working on buying investment properties. That's the easiest way of putting it. So once I have one investment property, I'll say, okay, well, it's time to buy another one. So I have something to focus on and something to earn more money and to invest it and put it towards something. If I wasn't focused, and I've seen this happened to me in my business around 6 or 7 years ago, maybe more, I can't remember exactly. But we were not focused in our business. We did not have a plan. And I watched my bank account go from maybe around $50,000 in savings down to around $5,000 in the space of a few months. And then there was a massive, massive wake-up call for me then that I must always have a business plan moving forward to the next level. As someone said, if you're not moving forward, you're going backwards. There's no such thing as standing still. And it's very, very true.
Yep, you've always got to keep on pushing forward. So who are your heroes? Who do you look up to?
My heroes. I won't say I have a massive amount of heroes. I'm not big on celebrities like, oh, I idol this person and I must buy all their stuff or anything like that. I'm not like that with football teams. I'm not like that with anyone. So I would say my hero, when I really think about it, would probably be my father. He taught me everything about business. We come from a family business background. We come from hard work and ethics. So he would be my hero in that sense.
Yep, I'd say your dad certainly qualifies as a hero, especially if he's listening right now, otherwise you're going to be in trouble. Kevin, how has the industry changed since you first started?
The industry has changed massively in the past 13 years. The fundamentals of marketing are still the exact same. I can't stress that enough. It's the exact same thing. It's have a free lead generation page, have upsells, have downsells, have membership sites. Not much has changed in that sense. But to me, it's a lot easier now than it was 13 or 14 years ago. For example, there's now page builder templates like OptimizePress, ClickFunnels, etc. that you can come along and you can set up an opt-in page and a landing page in 15 minutes with no experience. So there's no real technical issues like there was before. When it comes to traffic generation, okay, traffic has become more expensive, and I can see traffic becoming more expensive in the future again. But it is also a lot more available. When I started off, I used to buy advertising from eZines and, you know, banner ads and stuff like that. It was a lot of untargeted advertising. There was no such thing as retargeting or remarketing or anything like that. So now it's easier to attract your audience. It's easier to get your offer in front of the audience, but it might be a little bit more expensive. Next, there is, if you go back 13 years ago, there was a lot less people selling information marketing products. As I said, 13 years ago, I knew absolutely nothing about this business. Even 12 years ago, 11 years ago, I knew very little about this business, but we were still able to generate thousands of dollars every single month. When I look back at some of the sales pages and some of the videos, I'm like, whoa, did that actually sell? Did I actually produce that? It's really bad. You know, the formatting and all that stuff. But it was so easy to make sales. Now, the customers are a lot smarter. There is a lot more competition. So in order for you to stand out and make this business successful for you, you have to bring your A game every time, have everything looking good, have the best of quality, have the best design, have the best graphics, etc. And I think that's one of the biggest changes in the industry.
You're right. And I think one of the key things there, Kevin, is that you've always now got to be on your A game. That's absolutely vital. What advice would you give to someone who's just starting out?
I would probably say to find someone that you admire, someone that is successful, and someone that you would like to follow. Like, for example, I won't use me as an example. I'll pick someone who does SEO. So you see someone who does SEO, you see exactly what their business model is. You look at their offers, you look at their emails, you look at their connections, and you try and apply a lot of things someone successful is doing in their business to your own business. This is something I do all the time. You know, people would call it funnel hacking. I think that's a term that's become popular over the past few years. Well, I've been funnel hacking for the last 12 or 13 years. At the very, very beginning, I used to actually buy a lot of internet marketing products on ClickBank, just so I could see the upsell page, so I could see the downsell page, so I could see all the funnel, the follow-up emails, the thank you emails, absolutely everything. And I used to model that and learn from that in my own business model. So I was like, okay, these guys are doing millions of dollars every year. Well, let's get inside their funnels. Let's get inside on their email list. Let's see exactly what they're doing. And to this day, you could say I'm doing something very, very similar. I'm going to refer back to ClickBank again, actually, because I did a promotion on ClickBank maybe 6 months ago, and I looked at the checkout page, I looked at the follow-up emails, I looked at the order bumps, the discount coupon codes, everything that just made this offer look really, really sexy, and it just converted really, really well. It's done millions of dollars on ClickBank. So again, I came along and I'm setting up ClickBank offers on ClickBank now. And I was applying the exact same things that I learned, the checkout banners, the discount coupon codes, the order bumps, everything like that. So I think if you're just starting out, stop looking for shiny objects. Find someone you respect, find a business model that you like, and that someone is doing that particular business model, and try and replicate it as much as possible in your own business.
Great stuff and some really good advice there. But what's next for you, Kevin? Is there something that you're working on at the moment?
As I mentioned at the start, our business has been consistently growing at a steady rate for 13 years, and we've pretty much been doing the same thing over and over again every single year. So I'm not going to be making any massive changes. I see if it's not broke, don't try and fix it. I think that's the easiest way of putting it. There is things that I know that I could add to my business to make up to another $50,000 every month, if not more. And it would be more towards high ticket coaching programs and reseller coaching programs and more live training webinars. And that's something I could easily add at any time. But at the moment, I'm just happy the way business is running. It's not stressful. A lot of it is outsourced. It's steadily growing. We've got members that we need to keep happy every single month. So that's my number one priority. And if there was something to come along, as I said, I know in the next two or three years, I could get back into some high ticket coaching programs and stuff like that. But at the moment, I'm just happy the way things are.
Fair enough. And how can anybody listening find out more about you, Kevin? Where do we need to go?
If you want to find out more about me, you can go to kevinfahey.net. It's kevinfahey.net. And there's a links to a few of our sites you're more than free to check out.
That's great, Kevin. And thank you so much for your time today. I've really enjoyed chatting with you.
Absolute pleasure to be on this interview. I enjoyed it very much. I hope you guys got a lot of content from it. And then just reach out if you need anything. Cheers.